With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria was breathtakingly swift. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the fall is a pivotal moment for Syria.
This moment presents a historic opportunity, but it also carries considerable risks. History shows how quickly moments of promise can descend into conflict and violence.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, all of the dueling factions in and around Syria will make for a volatile country for years to come.
If anybody can sort all of this out and tell me that there's going to be peace in the future anytime soon, I would be incredibly surprised.
Over the weekend, the Israeli military seized control of a demilitarized buffer zone in Syria created as part of a 1974 ceasefire between the countries. It says the move is temporary and meant to secure its border. A New York City jury has cleared a former Marine of criminal charges in a subway chokehold case.
26-year-old Daniel Penny, the military veteran who used a chokehold on a disruptive subway rider, has been found not guilty of a reduced charge of criminally negligent homicide. A more serious manslaughter count was dismissed Friday because the jury had deadlocked. Both charges would have carried the likelihood of prison time. Neely was black, Penny is white, and the case amplified some of the divisions in the U.S., including race, mental illness, and homelessness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say a strong person of interest in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been arrested. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points, the NASDAQ dropped 123, the S&P lower by 37. This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During this month's Supreme Court arguments over a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers on children, one justice injected race into the debate. Ketanji Brown Jackson said she saw some troubling parallels between Tennessee's efforts to curb transgenderism amongst youngsters and the arguments made in the 1960s against interracial marriage. She also raised eyebrows at her confirmation hearing by refusing to define a woman. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A slide for market superstar NVIDIA helped pull U.S. stock indexes down from their records. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, coming off its 57th all-time high of the year so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 0.6% from its own record. NVIDIA was the market's heaviest weight after China said it's probing the chip giant for potential antitrust violations. Stocks in Hong Kong jumped after top Chinese leaders agreed on a moderately loose monetary policy. Prices for oil and gold rose following the ouster of Syrian leader Bashar Assad. The Dow dropping 240 points to close at 44,401. The NASDAQ lost 123 to 19,736. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points to 6052. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.